Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode.
So after 20 years in marketing, if I were to start over today in 2025, what would I do differently? Here's exactly what I would do.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we?
Hi, I'm Crystal Profit, a digital marketing expert and content coach, and I am so excited to talk to you about if I were to learn digital marketing today, what would that look like, and what are the 3 things that I would focus on? Number one, first and foremost, we have to talk about storytelling. It is the thing that so many people think, I'll learn how to do that one day, and we're going to go into the reasons why you cannot put off, understand, really telling awesome stories. The second thing is having a proven system that can work for your business and it's sustainable so that you can keep showing up on a regular basis. And the third thing is following a roadmap that will lead to success. So let's dive right in. So most marketing fails because you're trying to be everywhere all at once. So you're trying to figure out, like, how do I fit into this specific niche or market, wherever you want to show up online, but also stand out, right? Like, you want to be in a business, like a business content creator, but how do I stand out and actually get heard by the people I'm trying to reach? What ends up happening 9 times out of 10 is you burn out, you aren't targeting the right audience, therefore they're not hearing your story and you're not standing out the way that you want to. And the worst of all, you are not going to reach success in your content, in your business, with your digital marketing because of all of those things. Now, don't worry, I'm not here just to deliver bad news. I'm here to tell you the good news is that storytelling can help differentiate you from everyone else. So what is my story? I have been doing marketing of some sort since 2005, and I was reflecting on this the other day, and here's a clip for you to check out. So I just came to the realization today that I've been studying marketing in some form or fashion for 20 years. 20 years! Like, I started as a freshman in college studying marketing, and it just hit me. I'm like, that was in 2005, and it's kind of blowing my mind. So, yeah, there you go. There's your reflection tip of the day that 20 years goes by really fast, but it's why I'm still obsessed with marketing today, whether it's digital marketing, email marketing, content marketing, marketing strategy, whatever you want to call it. Like, I'm obsessed with marketing, and it's been going on. This love affair of marketing has been happening since 2005, which is just bonkers.
I think back to who I was in 2005 as a broke college student trying to figure out like what I wanted to do with my life. And I look to today and realize, oh, storytelling has been a piece of my journey from the beginning. And it's something that I continue to weave through all the pieces of my content. I talk about it on my podcast. I talk about it on my YouTube channel. I write about stories in my email newsletters and our blog posts and in our social media captions. Like, it is literally everywhere. And it is the thing that's going to help you in 2025 and beyond to stand out, especially from all the AI generated content. Y'all, Claude and ChatGPT has nothing on those stories, those mistakes that you've made, those big goals and milestones that you have achieved. So make sure that you are weaving those into your digital marketing at every single turn, because it will be the thing that separates you from everyone else in your market. The second thing to focus on is having a proven system. Now, proven systems will be the thing that takes you from, okay, I kind of got a handle on this, I think I know what I'm doing, to pouring rocket fuel on that little tiny flame, that little ember that you have to create your content and really succeed in your business. And it makes all the difference when you have a proven system. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, I have systems and framework in the back end of our business. Let's take, for example, our PREP method. That's P-R-E-P. M, and that stands for plan, record, edit, publish, and market. Now, our PREP method has been used in every single piece of content that we create, whether it's a blog post, it's a YouTube video, it's a podcast episode, it's our weekly newsletter, it's a post on Instagram. We use our PREP method for literally everything in our business. Why? Because it's scalable, because it applies to everything in our business, and it helps us really focus on the things that matter most. And most importantly, because people ask me about it all the time, it helps us batch content. Now, when people say, Crystal, how do you batch? How do you get so much content? How do you stay consistent? How does this actually work? My default is a proven system. So the famous quote is, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And that's why it's so important to have systems in your business, and especially proven ones. So if you don't have one today, then please still mind the PREP method can work for any type of business, for any content creator, no matter what you're creating in your digital marketing strategies. And if you want to learn in more detail about the PREP method and how we use it in podcasting, make sure you check out this video where I go into detail and how we've used it in our podcast. Also, make sure to like and subscribe this video today. That way you get more content just like it delivered right to you whenever you follow and subscribe. Okay, let's move on to point number three. So the third thing we should talk about is having a simplified roadmap to success. Now, this can apply to your digital marketing strategy. This could apply to your business. This could apply just to your life. But at the end of the day, I want you to focus, learn, and practice. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean that if you are trying to chase all the trends, right? You're like, oh, but there's this new thing out, Crystal, that so-and-so just started talking about. And then there's this AI tool that I should learn how to use. And then I got this ad telling me that if I'm not doing this, that I'm going to fail at life and I'm a loser. Like, no. We need to focus. I need you to get laser focused on the things that are actually going to move the needle in your business in 2025 and beyond. So what does that look like? What should you focus on? Well, I want you to just skip the guesswork, right? This isn't a pop quiz that you don't have the answer to. The focus is, what is the most important thing to your customer? Ooh, good question, right? What's the most important thing to your customer? Now, this could be, what's their number one pain point? What's the problem that you could solve for them today? Or what is the thing that they may already be asking you for right now and you're just ignoring them, right? Like, some of these are so basic, but at the end of the day, these are important questions if you have not already answered them. So if you're looking for a journaling prompt or you want to know what to focus on next, like, those are the questions that you should go focus on immediately. And that really leads us into learning. At the end of the day, I've invested more than $20,000. Yes, you heard me right. $20,000 in learning about content creation, online business, digital course, email marketing, even YouTube, and what it looks like to grow and scale my business, because I'm a firm believer that we should all be learning and evolving and continuing to grow in our business. Now, am I telling you to drop 20 grand on your education to learn digital marketing? Absolutely not. Remember, I've been doing this for 20 years, but at the end of the day, I am saying, what are you going to learn in the next 90 days, in the next 30 days? Like, what's the thing that you're going to put your focus on and really go all in? What is that thing? Maybe say it out loud, drop it in the comments. Let us know what that thing is, because whenever you have a little bit of that accountability, it can help you go further faster. Okay, so after we are focusing, we're learning, you have to practice. And I love the quote from Marie Forleo that is, clarity comes from engagement, not thought. Because at the end of the day, if you are focusing and you're learning, you're going to have so many ideas swirling around in your head, but you have to actually practice. You have to get into action. You have to do something with it. Because if I had been sitting on all the things that I learned, like, let's just stack up all the textbooks that I've read over my 20 years in learning marketing and just not done anything. I never created that first website, never launched that very first podcast, never pitched myself to speak on stage, then I would still be sitting here wondering, what if? Like, what if one day I did that? You need to lean on clarity comes from engagement, not thought. That means stop sitting around. What are you going to do to get into action in the next 30, 60, 90 days? Again, we talked about focus. What are you going to focus on? Then what are you going to learn? And then what are you going to put into practice? Because this is your proven roadmap to success. It's executing this over and over and over again until you've hit that level where you are the one that is the thought leader in your industry. You are the one that people go to whenever they have questions about your specific topic and your market. So because I am all about accountability, I want you to tell me, what is your focus? What's your focus? Whether it's the next 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days, but what is it that you're going to focus on? Tell us in the comments. I would love to hold you accountable or even offer some resources, right? If you decided this is what I'm going to focus on, now Crystal's saying I got to learn something. What am I supposed to learn? Tell us in the comments, and I would love to give you the resources that I've learned from that helped me become a better digital marketer. And I really want to give you those go-to guides that have helped me in growing a successful business and scaling my content and being able to hit all the milestones I've been able to hit in my journey. And one final reminder, marketing isn't a sprint. It is a full-blown marathon, one that I have been running for 20 years and I still love it. I still love the marketing game. I'm obsessed with it. But just remember, you don't have to be everywhere all at once. You just need to be strategic and consistent with the message that you're sharing. So let's recap one more time. We talked about storytelling. We talked about proven systems, and we talked about a roadmap to success. So if you have more questions about that, be sure to drop them in the comments and make sure you hit that bell. That way you get future notifications all about our content to help you get better with your digital marketing. And if you need more tips, make sure you check out our playlist called Digital Marketing Tips for Business Owners, because you're going to find great content in there. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.
Hey, Profit Podcast listeners, thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message. And I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.